I'm absolutely devastated that Dries of Villiers hadn't got the gall to give us a public inquiry to answer questions that we need answered. She came out with a feeble excuse that it would traumatise other members, other families who don't want an inquiry. But does that mean that I'm denied an inquiry as to why and who the perpetrators murdered my wife? As a British citizen, I have the right to know, irrespective of what the cost is, I still have a right to know why my wife was murdered in Oma. And that my sons deserve the right. My brother-in-laws and my sisters deserve the right. All my family and sisters, they deserve the right. So, I mean, it's just not me. It's a wider area.
And I suppose people are going to be asking now, how can the British government not hold the public inquiry? And why are they not? You said yourself, the excuses they've given this morning are not valid.
Of course they're not valid. They're not valid. I mean, we have produced a document to the Secretary of State and to the Irish government as to why a public inquiry should be held. And now she says that it will be investigated by the Ombudsman's Office. How many times has the Ombudsman's Office investigated problems in Northern Ireland? That is no good to us. We need people to come to court to answer allegations or serious questions that need answers. We have the answers to the questions, but we want to see these people how they answered. I mean, it's absolutely absurd that the British government and Irish government have got a report for so long, and this is the feeble excuse that the Northern Ireland Secretary of State comes out with. Absolutely deplorable.
Does the British government have something to hide here?
Of course they have. I mean, we've been asking the questions for the last 15 years. No one has answered any question. They're hiding behind a smoke screen. And I don't know who they're hiding or what they're hiding from. Well, I've a fair idea what they're hiding. It's a cover-up. And until they prove me different, that's it.
So where do the families go now from here?
Well, we'll have to proceed with a judicial review. We'll have to go to court. We'll have to put our case before the court and let the government answer them. That's something we can do.
Is there an onus now on the Irish government to hold a public inquiry?
Well, it's very hard to talk to someone who doesn't talk back to you. The Irish government have not, and I mean have not, consulted or they've written back silly little letters, something that a child of a 10-year-old would write, but they haven't given us an answer. So I can't say anything other than what I've told you about the Irish government. They don't want to know it as well. They're covering up. They have a lot to answer for as well.
But for the families, this is nowhere near the end. There's a long way to go here.
It's a long way to go, yes. And I mean, it's bureaucracy and government policies and all that are holding all this up. It takes so long, especially through courts. I mean, it takes so long. And the thing is, how long have we got? You know, we've spent the last 15 years fighting for justice. And I mean, I should not be denied justice. I should not be denied justice just because someone else or other people don't want it.
And surely the British government should have learned from Bloody Sunday and the Salvo inquiry. You've seen how long that dragged out. They shouldn't be repeating the same sort of situation again.
Yeah, we're not asking for that. We're not asking for a very lengthy or a very, very expensive public inquiry. If everyone cooperated, then the expenditure doesn't need to be that way. It's only because they're spending days here and days there fighting over different issues. I mean, just come out and tell the truth. I mean, we have a 70-page document with all the truth in it. It's just to get these people to court to answer why they've done this, that, and the other. That's all we have to do. Answer the truth.